It's a nightmare scenario. A marriage has turned bad, kids have been left confused, and divorce has been the final solution. It's critical that the parent, usually the man who leaves the home, remains committed to being responsible for his children. And the law under the Maintenance Act demands this. With effect from January this year, a court can grant an order for a maintenance defaulting parent to be tracked down through his or her cell phone records. Well, to take us through some of the issues, we're joined online by Kerry Sutherland. She's a senior wealth manager at Alexander Forbes Financial Planning Consultants. Thanks for joining us, Kerry. Why is it so important when divorce occurs for individuals in the process to have a financial advisor? And is it actually more favourable, assuming there's no acrimony, to speak to the couple going through the transition as opposed to them as individuals?
Well, thanks for having me on the show. Yes, a financial advisor, I would say, is essential. When a couple gets divorced, it's obviously an extremely emotional, charged situation. And money plays probably, money and the children play the most important part of the negotiations and the discussion. So first of all, a financial advisor would deal with basically the running costs of two homes, because obviously when you're living together, it's far cheaper. But being split, you know, there's the running costs of two homes, two nannies, two sets of rates, etc. And then obviously there's financial planning for retirement, because when you were married, there was one set of financial planning going forward for the both of you. Now, of course, you're going to be living separately at retirement. So, of course, it's much more expensive. And people are still have the same salaries coming through. So you've got the same amount of money coming in, but a lot more expensive. So it's good to sit with the couples and just get a fair understanding of what a reasonable amount payable by the spouses would be going forward for the children.
Indeed. Now, just take us through the varying scenarios, specifically in the area of finance, that can arise during a divorce and possible solutions that can be found to ensure that both parents play their part, even though they're parting.
Okay. So, look, there's many different ways it can go on divorce. So I've seen scenarios where, for example, one parent says, I will pay for the schooling going forward. And the other parent says, well, because the children are spending 90% of the time with me, I will pay for the maintenance, the running, the maintenance of the house, the food, the nanny, the medical aid, etc. But it becomes quite a tricky area. For example, let's say the child then decides it wants to go to an extremely expensive boarding school, and the parent paying the cost of the school fees, their costs, for example, double, and sometimes it's not fair. So generally what would happen, and is a fairer scenario, is that going forward, those sort of costs, so basically what happens with divorce, the one parent generally claims from the other parent. It's not often that it's equal, because generally there's an imbalance in the earning power. It's very rare that it's a 50-50 split. So generally what happens is the parents contribute to the running expenses of the child and the maintenance of the child in the ratio in which they earn. Okay, and it's not only income that's taken into account, it's also the assets that are taken into account. So if one parent has a huge amount of assets and the other parent has a smaller amount of assets, that's also taken into account in the calculations. Mm. But as I said, it does change over time, and what's fair to start with can actually change within the next sort of like 5-10 years. And then what can happen is that the person that's paying the bulk of the maintenance can go to maintenance court if their personal circumstances change to get that amount reduced.
Now, you talk about, Kerry, sorry to interject there. You talk about assets. Now, what happens if you're married in community of property? Presumably, the assumption is that it's 100% owned by the two people, and that when they split, yes, it's 50-50.
Yes, okay. Correct. So if you're married in community of property or even with a crew, then on divorce, all the assets accumulated during the course of the marriage are split equally. And obviously, if it's community of property, it's also the assets pre-marriage. But many couples these days are actually married out of the crew and out of community property. So those assets are not split.
Okay, that makes sense. So now,
so then, for example, that would need to be taken into account, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let's assume a scenario where the parent who's supposed to pay maintenance actually defaults. Is there understanding given in that type of situation where the parent has fallen on hard times, perhaps they become unemployed? And in instances of default of maintenance payments, what are those possible consequences if there's no understanding?
Yeah. And, you know, I always sit with some of my clients and they say, you know, I'm 6 months in arrears of my maintenance payments. I mean, that's a terrible situation to be in because those payments are not going away. So what should happen? If you do lose your job or fall under hard times, you should approach the court immediately, the maintenance court, and seek for a redress or a reduction in the maintenance payments. So basically, you would have to provide proof of this. And obviously, as I said, they would not only look at your income, they would also look at your assets. Because there is a legal obligation to look after the children, taking assets and income into account. Hmm. So the person would have to prove that it's an asset and it is an income situation. If they don't do that and they just let it slide, the person receiving the maintenance, within 10 days of not receiving it, can go to court and go to maintenance court and seek redress. And that can be a garnishing order that they can then get off the salary of the defaulting party. Or alternatively, they can apply for a court order where an officer of the court can go and attach, it's first movable property and then immovable property. And they can also get them blacklisted. So because a maintenance order and a divorce order are court orders, if you breach them, it's a criminal offence. Hmm. So it's not something that one can take lightly.
Well, I was speaking to Kerry Sutherland. She's a wealth manager at Alexander Forbes. We are running out of time now, so that's all from us here at the One Money Web team. Do expect more solid news for tomorrow evening, where we'll be breaking things down yet again. Have a pleasant evening.